Welcome, everybody. Start with a roll call.
Here.
He's on, so she's not talking.
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Councilmember Tom Nederberg.
Here.
Councilmember Kimberly Clements.
Here.
Councilmember Charles Davis.
There.
Mayor Robert Jenkins.
Present. All right, we're going to start this off with Shay. You had quite a few things.
The public hearing?
No, we're in the work session.
Did you want to go to the public hearing? It was at
public
six.
Hearing.
I guess we'll start with the public hearing first, I guess. Sorry. So we're going to do the public hearing for the CIB funding project or funding our. Forgive me. Public hearing for the CIB funding Eureka Water Project. Open it up to the public if you want to ask questions.
Raylene, can you mute your mic?
Thank you, Raylene.
Thank you.
So obviously we've pursued several routes to fund the water project, right? And I'm assuming Dan will talk about drinking water here later tonight, but this one's specifically for CIB. CIB has a couple specific things they like to be mentioned in the public hearing. So first off, they just want it to be made clear that you're having a public hearing for CIB and for the CIB application, which you've done. But also they want just project details to be discussed, as well as if there's a loan aspect that were potentially to be offered to the municipality, how the municipality would handle that, right? So as far as details go, the application was for $147,690 total, with an ask from CIB for $97,690. And we requested that in grant funding, but they could still potentially offer a loan aspect, and so they're just going to want to wonder, or they're going to want to know, what how the town would potentially, or the city would potentially fund that if it was offered and accepted. I would anticipate that you would fund or pay for the loan with funding from your water funds that are filled by rates that are collected from residents. But if that's not the case, feel free to correct me. Outside of that, I think you're good to just open up for public comment, but maybe have a brief discussion on, just to reiterate, the loan piece and then the details. So
okay, thank you, Shay. So as Shay just noted, the total that we're looking for from the CIB project or CIB funding is $147,690 in what we're hoping is grant funding. The way we've done the paperwork is what we're hoping they'll do. Raylene, do you have more on how we would pay it back?
So for right now, it would be from the fund that is there, but then also more likely than not, it would have to be a rate increase to help pay that loan off. So
thank you, Raylene.
Do we know how much of a rate increase to pay the loan? Do we know?
part of the problem is we don't know how much the loan amount would be. So I can't, do you know, does that make sense? So I'm guessing it would probably be about $20 per household for the, if it was like the full amount were a loan, no grant at all. But again, without having numbers, that is literally my best guess.
So you said 20, roughly 20 for the full amount. So if we get the CIB funding, we could assume somewhere between 10 to 20. Is that fair to say?
I ran some numbers based on the number of connections we had, but it depends on how much the loan's for and how long it's for. So if it's like, say, a five-year loan with the number of connections, it could be closer to 10, you know, maybe even as low as 7 or 8. But I also want to mention that there's a bill right now in front of the legislature. It's probably going to pass. And it is just prudent for us to, if we're asking for something, to have a rate increase with it. So if we need to get this fixed and we need to do it via loan, we probably need to look at that. It's just a matter of how much. So
thank you, guys. We'll open it back up to the public and let you guys ask some questions based on that information.
So did you say CIB is in boy?
Yes.
And so what is exactly does that stand for?
Community Impact Board, I believe.
Okay. And what exactly would this rate increase go to do on the water project? What does that mean?
So we're shooting for a grant right now. The city has some money in its coffers, but we don't want to break the bank trying to repair ourselves. So we're shooting for a grant, but there's a possibility that instead of giving us a grant, they're going to give us a loan instead with different, we don't know what the loan details would be until they offer it.
But is this to fix our current water situation? Is it to replace pumps? Like, can you give us like the gist of what it's for?
Yeah. So it's to fix our booster problem. So the current problem that we've got going on surrounding the air that's in our water. It's to repair more or less the booster plant. We've got one pump that's dead, one case that's cracked, and several valves that aren't closing properly.
And that's, I think, also a redesign on how it's...
Yeah.
A redesign with the chlorine.
Redesign.
Entered. So it's to fix it so that we don't have the problem happen again.
Yeah, redesign and replacing the booster pumps.
Is that due to negligence on somebody's part, or was that just...
A design flaw would be my guess.
When they put in the water system and replaced the old water system back in 2010-ish, you know, 16 years ago, they thought that they had designed it well. They did a lot of things to improve our water system, including dividing the city into two different parts, putting in a new tank. They did a lot of things. This is one thing they didn't do right. I mean, it worked. So, I mean, you didn't know that it wasn't exactly right, you know, until it started to fail. And so it's failed a few times, and we have contracted with the engineering firm to look at it so that we won't have it fail as often. And so that it will be, you know, a better design fix.
And are we going with the same engineers we used last time or completely new ones?
We're doing them.
New guys here.
New guys.
Perfect. Okay. But it's not something we could go after the old engineers for.
No. I mean, it's worked for more or less 16 years. I mean, that's...
Okay. Just check it.
Thank you, Crystal.
Involved a little more. I think we got... I just want to say that let's fix it right and get it right so we don't have problems in the future.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, and just to, I know you guys are mostly aware, but just for any of the public who's not, so just to speak to a little bit as far as what's the plan is currently, like you said, there's one booster pump with a cracked casing that needs repaired. There's a second booster pump that's going bad if it's not completely bad already. The third one is currently functioning. That's what you're running on right now. What we found, it looks like there's a bad check valve, which is causing the water to recirculate and reduce the efficiency and just not function like it should, as well as several gate valves that aren't fully operational and can fully seat and close. So that's part of what's going to be replaced as well. And then kind of what you were alluding to was the chlorination system. So I wasn't involved with the original design. I don't know kind of what the methodology there that happened. It looked like kind of what they did was repurpose the existing building and the existing infrastructure and tried to make work and cobble together what they had. So, but basically what it looks like from our perspective is going on is that your chlorine is getting injected into the water below the booster pumps and then passing directly through those, which you're having that highly chlorinated water hit those stainless steel components in the pumps, and that's what's causing them to break down and replacing pumps every couple of years. So part of the scope would be to replumb that chlorine system to where we're coming in after the booster pumps, so that chlorinated water is not going through the pumps at all and not going to hit that stainless, and that should last a lot longer. So that's what we're proposing with this project. So yep.
I also want to say something. We've replaced those boosters now several times to the tune of probably about $80,000. So if we get this corrected, we won't be doing that again for, you know, quite a long time.
And I just want to say, in conjunction with that, not only have they been repaired, but it was the engineering study that brought out the design flaw. So they weren't repaired correctly the first time, simply because it was just like, you know, when you do your car, you do the simplest thing first. You think that's the way it should be. But if it happens again, then you start thinking about what the problems might be. And that's why we brought in our engineer and figured out where we were getting the issues so that we could get it repaired right.
Understand the check valve, where the check valves are. They're really hard to get to. Okay.
Relatively, yeah.
Yeah. So, are we going to, the future plan going to include making it so that the check valves are easier to, the check valves are going to fail at some point. Yeah, easier to go in, get in and change them when.
So we're not planning currently to really do anything. Right now the check valves are in like a manhole section, a manhole cone.
No.
And so we would propose to keep them similarly in that, which they are somewhat accessible. The problem being right now is that you've got a pump, a check valve, and then a gate valve on either side of that. The gate valves currently don't close all the way, so you can't, normally you'd be able to close those gate valves and isolate that pump and check valve and pull the check valve out through the manhole. But since those gate valves aren't functioning, the whole thing needs dug up to replace all three of those valves.
So the gate, are you planning on making the gate valves easier to get to? Is that
the valves problem? They'll just have their normal just riser up in service, and you can function those from ground level. So those don't really need to be accessible.
I want to say also, I think we replaced the check valve maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Mayor Deaver, Chris Deaver, worked with the guys, and they dug up a big hole. And yes.
On each pump, so there's three check
valves. Okay, so this is down by the pumps then.
Replacing all three of them.
Okay. Okay, so I mean, I guess I'm bringing that up because there have been other issues, but it's wear and tear. And we've worked on those issues as we've seen them, but this one is obviously something you need to redesign.
I have a question for the engineer. In your opinion, if the water coming out of the booster pumps up to where the check valve is down by the cemetery or the Red Bridge, if right there where the check valve is, if they would have routed the water to the main tank instead of coming up through Main Street and tapping into the city main, would we be having these issues? If all the dispense was coming out of the tanks?
You'd still be having the issues with the pumps and the valves and everything that's going on. You wouldn't be having issues with the air because it'd all go to the tank and all that air would dissipate in the tank rather than being pushed up through the distribution line like it is now.
So also on that, wouldn't it be easier to, that would be the place to induce the chlorine in the water? Is at the tank instead of down here where we're forced to do it?
You could if the water went directly to the tank, but with the system being like it is, where it goes up the line and distributes through the city, we have to put chlorine down there. Otherwise, only what comes down from the tank would be chlorinated. So you'd be getting some chlorinated, some not chlorinated water through the city.
So do you think it'd be advantageous to make that change and put funds towards rerouting the water that supplies the tank and then is distributing throughout the city from the tank and not the pumps?
Yeah, that would be, in the ideal world, that would be what happens. It'd be a lot more expensive because you'd basically be running a dual pipe from the south or from the west end of town up to the tanks. So this is basically what we need to do to fix the problem right now. And this should solve issues going into the future. I know that there's been discussions and plans about potentially rerouting that pipe in the future and redoing that. And so at that point, that could be something where we look at moving that chlorination from down there up to the tank.
This would be another grant opportunity. Because it's, I don't know what you were saying was like, it might be $1 million or something. I mean, you got to run a pipe up one side and pipe up the other side. And it's just a big project.
Getting the chlorination system down, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but that wasn't the majority of the cost. The majority of the cost was fixing the pumps, fixing the valves and all that. So we just thought, well, we were down there and you see that that's an issue. Let's do this all at the same time down here and get that working how it should.
Well, hey, besides a lot more money, it would be a lot more time to run those lines up. And it would definitely be in the millions, at least $1 million. So
it would. And I just hate to see us keep band-aiding the problem when there's actually a permanent fix. And so I was hoping that, you know, everybody would take this into consideration. Yeah, it is going to cost more money, probably 10 times more money. But it's something that I think the community and the city needs to consider.
It does, but I think this has to be done immediately, and that can be done over time, and knowing that it's something that needs to be addressed by us, you know, and we'd have time to do it without the pumps, worrying about the pumps going out or any of that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's kind of like a stepped project. We need to get this done. That's there. We need to get that done as well, but it needs to kind of be stepped. I've said that 3 times, I think, already.
Yeah, and keep in mind, we only have one pump running.
So yeah,
we're running on borrowed time. So to Tom's point, and I agree with you, Charlie, definitely in the future, making it right is, I think, so we owe that not only to ourselves, but to the residents, right? But again, the costs and the time that it would take to do that work, I think this will buy us the time that we need because we are running on borrowed time, get it fixed. It'll get us to that next stage where we can start looking at, okay, how much is it going to cost us to do this correctly? And how much grant money can we get, right? Probably not going to be able to get all of it funded through grant money, but if we can get 90% or 95% of it, you know, and then that whole thing takes time as well. So
If we can get 50%, that's going to help. I mean, whatever we can get, that's what we're doing, going to the board to get something. I mean, otherwise it would completely wipe out our savings and we'd be done with I mean, we'd be depleted for a while until we rebuilt it up through having a rate increase, so on and so forth, which we'd have to do anyway, whether we paid for it ourselves or not.
I agree that we do. We've got to act now to take care of the immediate problem. But once that immediate problem is resolved, I think we should not stop there. I think we need to quit band-aiding our system and fix it, and fix it right.
Nicest price possible, or do you just have one person in mind that's just going to do the work?
We're already working on that, right, Dan? There's been a bid package put together.
So there's not, but any of the funding through any of these sources, they require it to go out to bid. So they've got procurement policies that require that goes out to bid. So it's not just going to be
Well, you have to have
your money and
bonds and you
go.
have to have all that, but the engineering has to be done first,
Yeah.
and that's what where we are right now. We want to be frugal there as well. But you also don't want to necessarily accept the lowest bid. You want to accept the right bid, the one that does it right.
Yeah, that's good.
Anybody else? Okay, I do believe I need a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll move that we close the public hearing.
I'll second it.
Roll call vote.
Councilmember Tony Atherley.
Aye.
Councilmember Raylene Maxfield.
Aye.
Councilmember Tom Netterberg.
Aye.
Councilmember Kimberly Clements.
Aye.
Councilmember Charles Davis.
Aye.
Thank you. All right. Moving on. Now we're getting to the work session. And we'll do a roll call for that as well.
Let me change meetings here. I'm going to end this, you guys log into the next one.